Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's the Better Business Bureau Show with Caitlin Driscoll here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning and welcome to the Better Business Bureau Show on Westmoreland Saturday Morning on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX. This is gold.net and the iHeartRadio app featuring Caitlin Driscoll, Public Relations Director, Better Business Bureau of Western PA. Caitlin, good morning. Happy summer.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing on this wonderful July morning?
Doing well. Hopefully you're well also.
Can't complain.
And what will we be discussing on today's BBB show, Caitlin?
Well, every summer, your Better Business Bureau hears from people and businesses who have been targeted by some of the top scams of summer. And with summer just typically being a time for fun in the sun, and especially now with vaccines being more readily available, more people are participating in their favorite summer activities and events this year. And it's easy to forget that scammers never take a vacation, though. So on today's BBB Talk Block, we're going to discuss how you can avoid getting burned by some of the top scams of summer, and also talk about some different tips regarding some of the most inquired about industries this time of year.
Now, as coronavirus protocols continue to loosen up, sports, concert venues are beginning to allow patrons back inside facilities. So normally summer is when we start to hear about ticket scams that are happening. So does BBB anticipate these scams making a comeback?
Yes, and despite the Pens having a short playoff run this season, there are still plenty of events being announced as happening this summer. We do anticipate that this year will also be unlike any other for ticket scams, just after an entire year of canceled events due to the pandemic. And certainly high demand, high emotions often create that perfect recipe for scammers. And tickets are one of the easiest things to fake, especially when emotions might cloud good judgment. So the Better Business Bureau definitely wants to warn people now to be on the lookout for scammers who are hoping to take advantage of excited fans, just looking to get out of the house this summer. We're also reminding people to only buy tickets directly from the venue or from a top-rated, accredited ticket seller or reseller. And just thanks to the internet, there are so many different ways for people to find tickets now and connect with online marketplaces, ticket sellers, and resellers. But unfortunately, some of them are ripoffs, and it's not always clear how to tell if a ticket is fake.
Now, what are some tips to avoid ticket scams for events this summer?
Well, I can't emphasize enough, again, that importance of purchasing directly from the venue whenever possible. And many official ticket sales agents now offer secondary sales options as well. And really consider your source. So know the difference between a professional ticket broker, which is a legitimate and accredited reseller, a ticket scalper, an unregulated and unlicensed ticket seller, and just a scammer selling scam tickets. And make sure you check out the seller or broker. So you can always look them up on BBB.org to learn what other customers have experienced. Check to see if they're a member of the National Association of Ticket Brokers. So NATB members do offer a 200% purchase guarantee on tickets. And you can look up the seller on verifiedticketsource.com just to confirm that you're buying from an NATB member resale company. As a reminder, when you buy online, you always want to look for that little green lock symbol in the web address to indicate that it is a secure purchasing system. And don't click through from emails or online ads. So a common ticket scam trick is to create a web address that's very similar to a well-known company, such as even Ticketmaster. And if purchasing tickets on a ticket website or through an online classified, make sure the contact information is listed and that it's correct. So actually try out the email address or the listed phone number. And if those methods don't work, or if you don't get any kind of response within a reasonable time, it might not be the most reliable option to go with. Know the refund policy as well. So I think over the past year, we've all learned the importance of this, but you should only purchase tickets from a ticket reseller that provides clear details about those terms of the transaction, and sellers should always disclose to the purchaser prior to that purchase the location of the seats represented by the tickets. If the tickets aren't available for immediate access to the buyer, they should also disclose when they'll ship or when the tickets will even be available for pickup. And make sure you use those payment methods that come with protection too. So again, always use a credit card if possible so that you have that recourse if the tickets are not as promised. Making purchases through debit cards, mobile transfer, cash transactions are always riskier. If the tickets are fraudulent, there's a chance you might not be able to get your money back. And watch out for those hidden fees too. So some websites include service charges, additional shipping fees. And while these types of charges should always be identified and disclosed before the transaction's finalized, sometimes that's not always the case or people fail to read that fine print. So make sure you know the total cost that's going to be billed to your account. And then just finally, be wary of online advertisements when you do search online for tickets to especially highly sought after events, because advertisements for cheap tickets will often quickly appear at the top of their search results. So you have to use good judgment. Some of those ads are going to be ticket scams, especially if the prices are exceptionally low.
Last month, we talked about travel and vacation scams making a comeback this summer. Now, as more people prepare to leave on vacation this month, are there any new scams that they should be cautious of?
Well, it's not necessarily a new scam, but one that is making a comeback due to more people traveling and starting to leave their homes again. Home security is a valid concern for many homeowners, and especially during the summer when people may be traveling more often, legitimate home security and alarm system companies increase marketing of their services, as well as scammers and problematic businesses. It's important for homeowners who have an existing system, as well as those who might be considering purchasing one, just to be aware of potential home security and burglar alarm system scams during the summer months.
Now, what are some warning signs of a possible home security scam?
Surprisingly, homeowners who already have a home security system and promote this affiliation with signs outside of their home may be targeted by security scams more often. So typically we think if we have those signs that it's more of a protection, but scammers will conduct outreach and imply that they're from your current security company, or that your company is going out of business or has even merged with another company and they're taking over the contracts. But instead, they'll install a new system and have you sign papers which switch you to their company and include a longer-term, more expensive contract. In addition, you may even start being double-billed from the old and new company too. So always contact your security company directly for verification before agreeing to anything. And you should always be notified by phone or email if your company would undergo any type of change like this as well. And when considering a home security system, it's important to remember that there really is no such thing as a completely burglar-proof alarm system. And there are no national standards that specify required levels of performance. So really, doing your research, asking questions is key in this type of situation. And keep in mind, certain advertising can also indicate a possible issue with the company, such as if they're really pushing these limited time offers or claiming that they're giving you free equipment. This type of advertising may be misinterpreted as a good deal, but in reality be a pretty bad deal and end up costing you more in the long run.
Now, what are some tips if you are getting ready to leave for vacation and are considering purchasing a home security system?
If you're looking to buy a home security system, ask for recommendations from your homeowner's insurance company. Make sure you check with the Better Business Bureau and the Electronic Security Association. Prices for home security systems are going to vary based on the level of protection you get, as well as the type of technology used. Be sure to compare bids on similar systems. And don't forget to factor in the initial installation charge, as well as any monthly monitoring fees. Talk to your insurance agent, too, because some systems may even qualify you for a discount on your homeowner's premiums. Now, if your alarm system will be monitored either by your installing company or by a third-party monitoring center, make sure you find out the length of the contract. Typically, monitoring contracts are from 2 to 5 years in length. But make sure you also find out what's your recourse if you aren't satisfied with the services provided. Can you cancel the contract? What are your rights if your monitoring company is purchased or acquired by another alarm company? These are the types of questions you need to consider before you obligate yourself to any kind of long-term contract.
Though home security scams can be initiated through other methods, it seems like door-to-door solicitation tends to be common. Are there any other door-to-door scams targeting people this summer?
Typically, every summer, we start to receive inquiries about different door-to-door solicitors who will approach people at their homes in an attempt to sell basically everything from home repairs to magazine subscriptions, energy savings, and more. And while many reputable companies do still use door-to-door solicitation as a marketing tactic, the Better Business Bureau is warning people, be on the lookout for offers that just sound too good to be true, or salespeople who might be using high-pressure sales practices and they're really touting misleading offers. But some common issues regarding door-to-door sales include people reporting purchasing items that failed to arrive, having difficulty contacting the salesperson or company after the purchase, and trouble with cancellation or refund requests. And with door-to-door solicitation involving home repairs, a contractor in an unmarked and or out-of-state vehicle offers to inspect your roof, tune up your air conditioner, or repave your driveway, perhaps claiming to have leftover materials from a neighboring job. These offers promote immediate and cheap home repairs without needing a contract, and payments usually requested to be made in full, in advance, with cash. Now, when it comes to fake magazine subscriptions, in most cases, these often younger door-to-door salespeople are working for larger groups that are out to get you to commit to multiple subscriptions that will likely never arrive or end up costing a lot more in the long run. So the salesperson may promise that some portion of the sales will be donated to a charity, even local children's hospital or to troops overseas, but consider that a red flag and ask additional questions. Now, in the energy savings attempt, this is where a utility company representative appears at your door, and they usually have on a plausible work uniform, and they claim that your electric meter isn't working properly and must be immediately replaced at your expense. So the scammer may attempt to gain access to your home to perform repairs or even claim to need to do an energy audit, but their intent may just be to even steal your valuables. These cons also involve promises of energy discounts with the aim of taking money, personal information, or possibly even just the account details needed to switch you to another utility provider without your consent.
Now, what should you do if you are approached by a door-to-door solicitor? And I feel the main response is people say they're not interested and then just slam the door in the person's face.
And that's what I was tempted to do, but a lot of people are not like that, especially if it's something that they could be interested in. So if you are approached by a door-to-door solicitor, make sure you verify all of the information that they provide to you. Don't allow a solicitor immediate access to your home. After requesting to see identification from a salesperson, directly contact the company they claim to represent for verification, too, especially if they're claiming to be with a utility or energy company. Only use the known contact information for the company, too, and never confirm through a phone number or contact information that's being provided by that original solicitor. And you should also ask them to provide physical marketing materials and perhaps even come back after you've had the time to research the company if you are interested in their services. So you can always visit bbb.org to review the information in the company's business profile, especially if it's a contractor that might be soliciting door-to-door, see what their complaint history is, their BBB rating, any customer reviews. And keep in mind that even if a salesperson has actually taken the required steps to obtain any necessary solicitation permits for your area, this doesn't automatically mean that they can be trusted or that they meet any additional industry licensing or registration requirements. So that's essentially just the bare minimum for them to be able to legally solicit. You have to get everything in writing, too, and any verbal promises, get them included in the written contract, payment terms, any warranties or refund and return policies, start and completion dates for projects. Never sign a contract that contains blank spaces, and always request a copy of the contract at the time of signing if one isn't given to you. If you do decide to accept an offer, again, make sure you pay by credit card, which is the safest method for you to conduct a financial transaction since those consumer protections are provided, and get a receipt that documents any payments that are made. Keep it in a safe place. You should also, in the back of your mind, always recognize your rights too, because the Federal Trade Commission's three-day cooling off rule does give you 3 days to cancel purchases of more than $25 that are made in your home or at a location that's not the seller's permanent place of business. So like an event, a trade show, a fair would be another good example of that. So by law, the company must give you a refund within 10 days of receiving the cancellation notice. And just keep in mind that door-to-door solicitation, usually it almost always tends to involve high-pressure sales tactics. So never feel pressured to agree to something on the spot. A trustworthy company should allow you the time to think about the purchase and compare prices before requiring payment and or signing of a contract. So some door-to-door salespeople will put pressure on you to close the deal at that moment, even make special offers to try to entice you. If you find yourself in this position, don't be afraid to end the conversation quickly. Certainly, if you ever feel threatened or unsafe as a result of any door-to-door sales experience, make sure you report the incident to local law enforcement and also file a complaint with us at the Better Business Bureau.
Now, what's another example of a summer scam that is targeting homeowners?
Well, with the hotter temperatures in the summer, BBB tends to receive an increase in complaints related to different air conditioning repair scams that are happening. And as summer heat and humidity increases, keeping your home cool and your air conditioner running properly, it really can be a challenge. And when getting your system repaired or serviced, it's just so important, make sure you choose a qualified and a trustworthy HVAC contractor. While most AC contractors are reputable and fair, some locally have been known to dupe unsuspecting homeowners into buying equipment or authorizing services they don't actually need. And in some cases, scammers will even try to frighten homeowners with warnings that their systems are leaking dangerous gas or that they pose some sort of other hazard that requires immediate action too.
What are some BBB tips if you experience trouble with your air conditioner? Because that is possible because it's running a lot in the summer.
Yes, and we actually just had some issues with our air conditioner, too.
Here we go.
So definitely something that's timely this time of the year. But the first thing to do is just try to troubleshoot. So before calling for service, try to check a few basic things. Is your thermostat operating properly? Has the electrical breaker powering the unit tripped? Are the air intake screens or filters on your outside unit dirty or blocked and just need to be cleaned? Sometimes there are minor, inexpensive things you can do yourself to alleviate a problem and avoid just having to pay for a service call or repair. But that being said, air conditioners are complex machines. Don't take them apart or try to repair them on your own, or you may end up doing more damage, which could result in a more expensive repair. Another thing to keep in mind is to always check to see if you're covered by an existing warranty before calling someone else. Be sure to check the warranty on your system to see whether any repairs or replacements are covered. Remember, many systems do come with long-term coverage. And when you call to schedule an appointment, ask if the contractor will charge any type of trip fee and if service rates are charged on a flat or hourly rate. In addition, ask if a diagnosis fee is charged in addition to trip and service rates. And obtain the amount of those costs in advance. Often when people incur problems, it's because they fail to thoroughly research a company and or fail to get an estimate. Too often we receive complaints from people who just never took the time to check out a company's record beforehand either. So along with checking through BBB and verifying registration and insurance, make sure you get a written estimate that notes what's wrong with your air conditioner, what the entire cost to repair or replace the unit will be, and a printed and signed name of the repair person. If they're recommending purchasing a new system, also require that the estimate include its make, model, serial number, and system capacity. And if you find yourself in a situation where you're being faced with a pricey repair or a new air conditioner purchase, get at least 3 written estimates before you make your final decision. Quotes should always include a full description of the services and material to be used so you can adequately compare them. This includes the air conditioner size, units of energy, the calculated cooling capacity of your home, and compare all available warranties because they're not all the same. So this should be included in your evaluation process. Beware of contractors that are attempting to use a sense of urgency, quick-talking, high-pressure tactics to complete the sale. Get a second opinion, even if they're trying to claim it's an emergency, because those dishonest contractors know you have a 3-day right to cancel unless the situation's deemed an emergency, which they try to get you to waive your right to this law by signing an emergency waiver. So keep that in mind if someone's trying to make those claims. And ask about energy efficiency in a new unit, too, because the new air conditioning units are manufactured to be more energy efficient than others. Look for the Energy Star label to find out more about products that may cost a little more up front, but save you down the road in energy costs. Some models may even be eligible for a tax credit. So ask your contractor to verify tax credit eligibility and provide the manufacturer certification statement for the equipment you do plan to purchase.
Now, are there any other hot scams right now that people need to be on the lookout for this summer?
Well, stories about fake package delivery notifications made headlines last year, coinciding with a sharp rise in phishing scams. But now that a lot of people have caught on to the text message scheme, scammers have shifted their approach, of course. So in a new spin on the package delivery scam, scammers are no longer posing as mail carriers. Instead, they're now impersonating U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and they claim to have intercepted a package addressed to you, the victim. BBB Scam Tracker has received approximately 30 reports so far concerning consumer encounters with Customs and Border Patrol imposter scams. And there are 2 different versions of this scam now that are impersonating U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So in the first version, you receive a phone call, an email, or a text message saying U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has intercepted a suspicious package addressed to you. You're instructed to respond immediately or a warrant will be issued for your arrest. When you reach out, you learn they seized the package because it contained drugs, weapons, cash, or other contraband, and they ask for your personal information in order to verify your identity. But of course, it's just a ruse to steal your identity. In another version of this scam, you're once again contacted by someone claiming to be associated with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. This time, they don't threaten you with arrest. Instead, they claim to have intercepted a package containing a massive sweepstakes prize. And to receive your winnings, you need to pay a huge fee for special shipping labels. Whether they sound official or make threats, don't let them fool you. The person who contacted you is nothing more than a scammer just impersonating a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent. It's just a scammer trying to gain access to your personal information and bank account.
Now, what are the main red flags in determining a U.S. Customs and Border Protection imposter?
In general, just beware of unsolicited calls, text messages, and emails. No matter who they say that they are, stay cautious and don't give out your personal information. If you think it's a government official calling, think twice. Government agencies typically reach out by mail, so they're unlikely to contact you by phone, email, and text. And don't automatically trust a name or a badge number either if someone provides one. So multiple people have stated that these scammers are providing a name and badge number, but it's just an attempt to gain your trust. Remember, too, that you can never win a sweepstakes you haven't entered. The sweepstakes angle is just a ploy to get your attention. No matter how convincing they sound, you unfortunately haven't won anything. And as a reminder, just please continue to spread the word about these scams, any new variations you encounter. When you learn about new scam tactics, tell people, especially those who you believe may be more susceptible. the more people are aware of these scams, the fewer victims there will be. And you can and should always report any scams you encounter to the Better Business Bureau through BBB Scam Tracker.
Now, are there any other hot topics we need to be aware of now?
Well, the Better Business Bureau also recently issued a consumer reminder about the importance of understanding subscription services before signing up and how to get the most out of them, just due to a pretty big uptick in complaints and reports that we've been receiving regarding this topic. And these days, just about everything can be purchased as a subscription. Video, music streaming services are hugely popular. Meal delivery services provide pre-measured ingredients and easy recipes on a subscription basis. You can even sign up for regular shipments of snacks, clothing, personal grooming products, makeup, vitamins, pet toys, and the list just continues to go on.
So what should you know before signing up for any kind of subscription service?
Do plenty of research, find the company on social media, review their account, check BBB for information, and do an online search of the company, including the word scam or complaint to reveal any potential red flags to be aware of. You also really need to closely investigate any offered free trials. Before you sign up, find out how long the trial period lasts, what you're agreeing to, how to cancel if you decide not to subscribe. Take your business elsewhere if any of the information is confusing. And remember that free means free. So if a company is offering something free but then says you have to pay to get it, you may be dealing with a scammer. Know how the service's auto renewal works as well. On the expiration date, usually your credit or debit card gets charged again, but they have to send you a renewal notice ahead of time. So make sure you check your statements to see that the cost is what you expected. If you notice a price jump, it could be you were signed up for a promotional period that ended. And keep in mind, you can always cancel an unwanted subscription early because there's generally no drawback to ending the payments ahead of time. And you can still usually enjoy the time left on your subscription for that billing period.
And any last tips or final thoughts for today, Caitlin?
Well, overall, it can be easy to get caught up in the moment of a sales pitch or react emotionally to what might seem to be an emergency or some type of time-sensitive situation, but don't allow your summer to be ruined by a misleading offer or any type of scammer that's hidden in disguise. Avoid getting burned by potential scams and problematic companies by checking with the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org. Always call us 877-267-5222 and report scams to us through Scam Tracker to help warn others, prevent local people from falling victim.
Great information, as always, Caitlin, as people head out and to enjoy their summer.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to the Better Business Bureau show featuring Caitlin Driscoll, Public Relations Director, Better Business Bureau of Western PA. Caitlin, thank you as always, and we'll talk again in August.
Yes, see you in August.